So I have a few words of warning, which is I don't actually do speaking very much, partly because I don't like speaking, partly because over the last few years, everybody actually wants me to talk about nebulous conditions for the next century about Linux. And I'm a geek, so I actually prefer talking about technology. So that's why I'm not talking about the kernel, because it's just too big to cram into a 1 hour talk, although Andrew did that 2 days ago. And I'm instead talking about Git, which is the source control management system that we use for the kernel. And I'm really bad at doing slides, which means that if we actually end up following these slides, you will be more comfortable on, and the talk will probably not be very good. So I am the kind of speaker reading those kind of questions. And if that means that we kind of veer off on a tangent, you'll be happier, I'll be happier, the talk will probably be more interesting. I don't know how you do things here at the Google Talks, but I just say, don't feel shy as far as I'm concerned. If your manager will shoot you, that's your problem. So, it's slack. So, I want to give a few credits before I start. Critic CBS in a very, very negative way. Because I, in many ways, when I signed Git, it's the what would Jesus do, except it's what would CBS never, ever do kind of approach to source control management. I've never actually used CBS for the kernel. For the first 10 years of kernel maintenance, we literally used tarballs and patches, which is a much superior source control management system than CBS is. But I did end up using CBS for 7 years at a commercial company, and I hate the passion. When I say I hate CBS with a passion, I have to also say that if there are any SVN users in subversion users in the audience, you might want to be. Because my hatred of CBS has meant that I see subversion as being the most pointless project ever started. Because the slogan for subversion for a while was CBS done right, or something like that. And if you start with that kind of slogan, there's nowhere you can go. It's like, there is no way to do CBS right. So that's the negative kind of credit. The positive credit is BitKeeper. And I realized that a lot of people thought there was a lot of strife over BitKeeper, and that the party was very painful in many ways. As far as I'm concerned, the party was amicable, even though it looked very monumental to outsiders. And BitKeeper was not only the first source control system that I ever felt was worth using at all, it was also the source control system that taught me why there's a point to them and how you actually can do things. So Git, in many ways, even though from a technical angle it is very, very different from BitKeeper, which was Android